Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back in to Cairo Nights. I'm G. Scott. I apologize about that. I started feeling the mood right there. Right now, Drew, before I start dancing too much, what's the time for, man?
Popular. You're really unpopular.
Your unpopular opinion today is that all of G's dancing is fantastic.
Yes. It's terrible.
Your unpopular opinion for today, getting dark early is a good thing.
Man, I ain't never wanted to slap you twice after unpopular opinion. But I saw this last night before bed. Did you guys know that yesterday was the darkest day on record in like the last 2 years?
The darkest
day? That's what they said. It was the darkest day. It went into some technical stuff, but I wasn't going that far. It was too late at night.
Got it.
Really was. The darkest day.
I believe it.
Because it was overcast yesterday, raining, and then, of course, it got dark early. Yep. It really got dark.
Yeah, if you were a solar panel yesterday, you were probably thirsty at the end of the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thirsty. Mm-hmm. No, man, I don't like it dark because yesterday was a bit of a tough day for me. I need that daylight. I need that, you know what I'm saying? I need that vitamin D. I think I've heard that taking vitamin D, that it does help.
Right. Sure.
I'm thinking about doing that.
Some people use those
happy lights.
Is that what they're called?
It's called a happy light. And you feel really good about yourself when you ask for it, too. It's like, excuse me, where are the happy lights? honestly, that amount of sunlight, vitamin D supplements are a fantastic thing to take. Once you get it kind of part of your routine.
It works?
It does work, yeah. It is definitely all about, you're right, G, it's all about your mood and your disposition. And once you have plenty of vitamin D circulating through your bloodstream, you're like, okay.
Yesterday was a rough day. I even told you before you left, I'm like, man, I'm just out of it today. Mm-hmm. I told you that. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to bed last night, I saw that on Twitter. Boom. What do you got, brother Frank?
Hey, I am on board with you.
Finally, my old friend agrees.
I'm on the G train tonight. I am telling you, I am not a fan of it getting dark as early as it does. And you know, the longest day is still a week and a half away. Mm-hmm. December 21st. The day you want Santa to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do it on December 21st. Okay,
well, that day is going to be the longest day of the year.
Shortest day of the year. Let me ask you.
Are you guys in the Christmas spirit yet?
I think I'm getting there.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not quite there yet.
I keep trying. I keep turning on a holiday. I keep trying to force it. I've learned something.
You can't force it.
You cannot force it.
That's a good point.
It has to come. But I think what's going to happen is going to happen on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Why on Monday?
Because we know that that's essentially the last, this is the last
one
day.
Last before.
Yeah. This is it. You know what I mean? I think next week we're going to be coming in, singing, Rudolph the Red. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I'm on board.
I know. We'll find G. David, thoughts on getting dark early?
Yeah, I'm a fan, honestly. And I'm not.
Of it getting dark early?
This is the caveat. Until, I would say, New Year's or so. After that, those sort of final months, January and February, where it's still very dark, very early, I do find those to be pretty soul crushing. But before that, I mean, it does get me in the holiday spirit. Christmas lights come on earlier.
It's true.
I don't know. It feels cozier. You get to start a fire in the chimney a little sooner. I enjoy it.
You used the buzzword, Drew.
That was actually going to be my citing for why I enjoy when it gets dark sooner, saying it's that much easier to go get cozy sooner. And now it's like, oh, but it's dark outside. I might as well not leave the house. Okay, it's 5 o'clock.
There's that.
Might as well. Well, it looks like it's time for the slippers at 4:45.
Yeah, I'm looking for. But I will. Okay, how about this, though?
What?
I will say that it makes work easier.
I don't feel bad about going to work.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when I'm here and I'm on the show. Now, right now, if it's summertime and it's July and it's 7:50 right now, 7:52.
And it's sunny.
And it's sunny.
And warm.
I got FOMO.
You can literally look out the window here and see people having a good time.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
But not in the dark. Everybody looks miserable now.
You're right.
Well, that's right.
Right. They can't see
you. If you can see them.
Perfect.
What are you trying to say, Frank?
It's dark.
What are you trying to say, Frank?
This is not a white thing.
Dark.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you went there.
Frank.
He went there.
Okay. can you go? Hey, there? Coming up next, Amanda Knox comes in studio. Wait till you find out what she's got going on. You listen to the Cairo Knights, y'all. I'm G Scott.